USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the U.S. Justice Department announces it's going to reinstate the death penalty after nearly two decades. Attorney General Bill Barr ordering the death penalty related to five death row inmates convicted of murder and in some cases raping children and the elderly. He says in a statement, the department owes it to the victims and their families to, in his words, carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. Republicans say yesterday's testimony by the former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, proves that it's time to move past that Russia probe. Representative Jim Jordan's a Republican from Ohio.
Most of the country knows the truth, which is there is no basis for impeachment. After yesterday's hearing, I bet more people in the country feel like there is no basis for impeachment.
He spoke on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
It's a record-breaking $5 billion fine for Facebook over the company's privacy policy. The FTC Chairman Joe Simons announcing it yesterday.
This settlement is the result of an exhaustive investigation, which concluded that Facebook betrayed the trust of its users and deceived them about their ability to control their personal information.
Corrections officials at a jail in Manhattan say that billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was found injured in his jail cell. He was reportedly found last night on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators have not yet determined what happened to him, but they say he will be kept on a suicide watch as Epstein has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. The Pentagon says North Korea has in recent hours fired two short-range missiles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Congressional efforts to block arms sales to Saudi Arabia being stopped by the White House, the president vetoing the two bipartisan measures that were passed by Congress to halt sales to the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. A well-known foreign actor has passed away.
Rutger Hauer, best known for his role as antagonist Roy Batty in 1982's Blade Runner, has died at the age of 75.
All those moments will be lost. In time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
He died in his native country, the Netherlands, after dealing with an illness. Hauer also starred in Sin City, Batman Begins, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Lady Hawk. He won a Golden Globe in 1988 for his role in a World War II television movie, Escape from Sobibor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And listen up, handy guys. If you have this type of table saw, you'll want to know about it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission issuing a recall for the saw that was sold at Lowe's because of fire safety concerns. They say the Porter Cable 10-inch table saw has caused more than 60 fires. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.